On Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are three lines from the top. But if you look two lines down from the top, you'll see a quote from the Mishnah: Ma'aser Sheni VeHekdesh Niftu. So these are people who were eating a pas chitim of Ma'aser Sheni or of Hekdesh, and they're eating it outside Yerushalayim after pigeon. So the Gemara says, Pshita. I mean, obviously this is not an Achila Asura, because certainly they could be Mitztar for Zimun. When you think about it, after pigeon, it's Chulin Gomor. Hachamayaskinon, Kigon, Shenosan, Rakes, Akerem, Velo, Nosan, Asachomesh. So we have to understand that the Torah, in the Parsha of Pigeon, tells us that not only do we have to give a replacement of the value of the Ma'aser Sheni or the Hekdesh, but we also have to add a Chomesh. For example, if let's say the value of the Ma'aser Sheni or the Hekdesh is 4 Zuzim, we'd have to add a 5th Zuz, which would be a Chomesh. And this is all according to the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia in Bav Metzia Nun Dalid. And he interprets the Pasuk in Vayikrach of Zayin Viyosaf Chamishasso Olav, that we don't divide the entire value into 5 Chalokim and then we take each shear, but rather what we do is Milago, which means we do it Milabar, which means we Mechalik the full value into 4 chalokim, and then we add a 5th on the outside. That's called milabar. And this is all based on the pasuk vim ka'ol yigal ish mi masaro chamishe so Yosef olav. And in Masechta Ma'aser Sheni Perek Dalid, all the dinim of pigeon are spelled out over there. And podes kodesh Mosef Chodesh, it says, again, in the same parasha, at the end of Ayikra, Perikav Zayin, V'yosaf, Chomishsa, Ol, Kesef, Erkha, Ol, Vekom, Lo. And all that is clarified in Bav Metzia, Daf Nun, Hayim, and Beis. Now, what's the status of this pigeon when he didn't add a Chomish? So without the Mishnah, I would have said maybe it's an Achila Asura. And the Mishnah says, "Vakamashmal," and the Tana teaches me, "Diein chomish mi'akev." Even though the pigeon is chal, so the lechem, the pas that I baked from these grains, which were hegdesh before, were ma'aser sheni, are no longer hegdesh or ma'aser sheni; they're now a chulin, and therefore I can be mitztarif to zimun. So even though he's eating something that requires a chomish, and he didn't add the chomish, but nevertheless, he's mitzarif to Zimun. And the Rashba explains, wait a minute, the Gemara wants to know where the chomish is ma'akev. In Bav Metzia Nun Dalid, the Gemara vacillates, is chomish ma'akev in the pigeon? And the question that the Rashba is confused about is, why didn't the Gemara there in Bav Metzia beposhet that suffix from our Mishnah? And the Shita says that our Mishnah is not really a proof, because you could say that in our Mishnah he gave the Chomesh, and the reason why the Mishnah mentions this case of Hegdesh or Ma'aser Sheni Shenifta is because of the Sefer of the Mishnah, to tell me that Pedias Ma'aser Sheni with an Asimon or Pedias Hegdesh with Tmuras Karka is Lo Yotze L'Chulin. In any event, l'chatchila, he's certainly not allowed to eat this pas until he pays the chomesh. And that's formulated by the Rambam in Hilchas Ma'aser Sheni Perek Hei. The Rambam says, Nosan es hakerem v'lo nosan es hachosh, af al pi she'ein hachomesh mi'akev, v'arei nischal lo yochal ad she'yitein chomesh. Interesting. However, all that is Drabbanan, and that's a separate gzera, we'll call it an Issa Gavra, but as far as the Heft is concerned, it's Heter Gomer, it's Chulin, and therefore he's Mitztarif to Zimun. Now we get to the Shamash. HaShamash Ochal Kizayis, if there were two people eating at the table, and he was the Mishamish, and he ate a kazayis, he can be mitztayer for them. Pshita, why would I think that the shamash is different than anyone else? He's also eating a kazayis. He's also part of the aseba. And the Gemara answers, Ma'u detem, I would have thought shamash lo kava. He doesn't have kviyas suda because he's standing and eating. He's moving around. He comes in the middle. He starts eating. He comes back and forth. Therefore, his kazayis is not enough to be mitzayif him to a zimun. Come mashbalon. The Mishnah wants to teach me that even though he's a shamish and he jumps around in and out, standing up, nevertheless he's mitzayif to the zimun. And the reason he's mitzayif to the zimun is because he's being mishamish them, and he's really batal agaveim, even though he's standing over them, but he's considered part of the chabura, even without hesseva, just by virtue of his function as a shamash. Vakusi, right, this is the ger from a place called Kusa, Mizamdin Olav Amai. How could we add him and integrate him to the Zimun? He's not being medagde, he's not careful about being mekayim in the mitzvahs. Lo yehe ela ama oretz v'sanya ein mezamen al ama oretz. We have a brisa which we didn't study yet. This is something new to us at this point, that an ama oretz is not mitztayif lezimun. And now we'll see later that this halacha, that there's no zimun for with an amaretz, he's not mitzarif. That's only with a Talmud Chacham. You're not mitzarif an amaretz into one chabur, into one hesseban kvius with a Talmud Chacham. And the assumption here in understanding our Mishnah is that a kusi could be mitzarif even to a Talmud Chacham. He shouldn't be any better than an amaretz. Certainly he's not medagdik b'mitzvahs. And basically the kusim accepted Torah Shebal b'chsav and not Torah Shebal peh. So by Omar, the Bai says, Bekusi Chava, that there are unusual cases of a Kusi who is Medagdik B'mitzvus L'Kilchosam, and that Kusi who's a Chava gets a separate category, and the Mishnah wants to tell you could be Mezamin with him. Don't think that just because his Yichus and his nationality is that of a Kusi, that therefore he should be excluded and assumed to be an Amoritz. There is a kusi who is a chaver, is the dagdeh, the mitzvahs. Now the Gemara gives a second answer. Rav Amar afilu tein b'kusi ama oretz, hacha b'yama oretz, the rabbonon, the pligi alei de Rabbi Meir, askinon. So let's assume that this kusi is in fact an ama oretz, and you'll ask me, how can we be mitzayif into a zimun? The answer is that this brisa is talking about an ama oretz. Derabbanan de pligi alei de Rabbi Meir askinon. We're talking about an adam who's considered an ama oretz, and according to the shita of the chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Meir. So let's now, before we try to understand the whole picture here, let's try to understand the machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Meir. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, it's a Tosefta. Ezu Ama Oretz. Who's considered Ama Oretz? Kol She'eino Ochel Chulio. In other words, he doesn't have a chazaka to be makbid on eating Macholei Chulin Bitara. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Now we'll talk a little about Achilas Chulin Bitara in just a minute. Let's just get to Chachome. Chachome Omrim. That's not your definition of Ama Oretz. Who's an Ama Oretz? Kol Sheinu Ma'aser Perosov Tuosov Karoi. If he's not Makbid on the mitzvah of Maser. And that's the Ama Oretz who's excluded from Zimun, because the pas that he eats is Asura Mishum Tevel, and we can't be Mezamen on the Nachilas Isur. Vahani Kusoi, and these Kusim that the Mishnah says you could be mitzarifed into a zimun, asure me asre kidechazi. They are makpid to be mafresh maser from their tvuos, the peros, which they eat. Kidechazi means koroi, the way the halacha requires of it. They're very makbid on that which is written in the Torah itself, Torah Shmechsav, and they have no kulas. And maser is written in the Torah itself. The Omer Mar, Gemara quotes now a Gemara in Gittin, Chol mitzvah shech ziku ba kusim harbe medagdekin ba yosem Yisrael. That sometimes the kusim decide to pick up a mitzvah, probably because it's written in the Torah, and they're medagdek to be mekayim that mitzvah even more than a Jew would. So in this case of masros, which is a mitzvah ksuvah v'Torah, then we can assume the kusi, although he might be considered Am HaOretz with regard to other mitzvahs, but with regard to maser, he has a chazaka being more makbid on maser than we are. And therefore, when he eats maser, you could be mitzarif him to zimun. It's not an achilas isur. So that now we go back to Rava. Rava says, Afilu tema b'kusi Am HaOretz. Our Mishnah, which allows us to be mitzarif the kusi, might be talking about a kusi Am HaOretz, and Rava is not boxed into the same ukimta as the Gemara was earlier, that we're talking according to Abaye about a kusi chaver. No, we're not talking about a kusi chaver, but stam kusim makpid in the mitzvah of maser, and we're reflecting the definition of kusi Am HaOretz of the Rabbanon. Again, the definition of kusi Am HaOretz according to Rabbi Meir is not really going to help us here, because Rabbi Meir is talking about an Am HaOretz who's not muchsok to be makbid on achilas chulin v'tara. That's not going to help us much. We want to know about a stam kusi who's an Am HaOretz. Rava says that could be the case about Mishnah, and nevertheless we can be tzarif into the zimun because it's achilas muteris, because the stam kusi has a chazaka that when it comes to masros, he's very, very makpid, even more than a Jew. And that's called Maidech Sivi Be'oraisa, that which is written in the Torah. And the Chacham is saying that an Am HaOretz who cannot be mitzurif to a zimun is because he's eating tevel amaser. This Am HaOretz is not mafrish. He's not makpid to be mafrish masros. And therefore the pas he's eating is tevel. It's a tavrosi, he can't be mitzurif. But the kusayim, they were very makpid on masros because that came under the mitzvah shech ziku bar kusim. And therefore we can rely on the kusim. Now, what we explained is the sugya according to the Rambam, the Meiri, that stam kusi is makbid la'aser karoi, and that's with regard to what he eats himself. Now, what about taking fruits or vegetable or grains and buying these from a kusi? Are we allowed to do that without masa? So we're going to assume, says the Ramban, that which the kusi gives to others to eat, he's not ma'aser. That far, he's not medagdik. And the Gemara in Chulin says that they're not makpidim on that which they give us because they don't have the iser of lifnei iver. They don't know about that iser. And therefore, according to Ta'usam, they misunderstood that lifnei iver l'tzitem mikshel is talking about osuma. And that's about it. Has nothing to do with being machshil, someone else be Isur. So they have no problem selling their tvua to an acher without even being mafresh master. So it's tevel. They're not. But as far as their own achil is concerned, they're very makpid on the mitzvah of master. And therefore, our Mishnah, which allows you to be mezamin on a kusi, is talking about a stam kusi. The Rashba disagrees with this Ramban, and he assumes that we're talking about dafka a kusi that's muchzaklon, that he's ma'aser his payro. Stam kusim aren't ma'asrim, and we would not be mezamin them, but if we're talking about a kusi that has a special chazaka, that he is makbid on masros, that's the kusi that we could be mitzarif to the zimun. And he brings a raya, the Rashba, from a Mishnah in Dmai, Halokech yain mikusim b'erev Shabbos omer shnei lugim shani osel hafresh harein truma. It would seem that they're not mafresh truma, and they're even worse than amoritz. That an amoritz is mafresh truma, if not maser, at least truma. But the Ramban and the Miri, they're going to interpret that Gemara according to their shita, and it's referring to lacherim made a maser when they pawn off their tvua to others. They're not mafresh maser. Now, as far as Rabbi Meir is concerned, let's just spend a minute on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is focused on what we call Tumas Ochlin. Now, in the laws of Tumas Ochlin, you're allowed to eat Ochlin Tmeim, you're allowed to drink Mashkim Tmeim, but the Chassidim Rishonim already instituted a minog, a chumrah, that they would be ochleik chulin betara. They would be very careful from any contact with tuma for all the days, and these are the prushim. And this is a kedusha yisera, it's derech hasidus, that a person should be nivdal and poresh misharam, and he shouldn't come in contact with them, he shouldn't drink with them. This priestess is going to be bring to Tara, and Tara is going to bring to Kedusha Sanefesh. Kedusha Sanefesh will bring to his Damas Lushchina, and all this comes under the pasuk of his Kadashtem V'yisem Kedoshim Ki Kadosh Ani. So that's the enterprise of the Hasidim Rishonim, the Prushim, and they're very makbid on eating chulin betara. And now we get to the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Now the sugya of Rabbi Meir and ochlei chulin betara and the Tosefta that we're seeing here in Avodah Zorah is li'inyan, a chaver, a Jewish chaver, who wants to marry off his daughter to an Amma Oretz, and he's hoping that this Amma Oretz will beef up his actions and he'll take on Minhagi Chaverus based on the influence of his daughter, who was brought up in a base in Beis Avia, in a house of a Talmud Chacham. And then the Gemara asks, what kind of Amma Oretz are we dealing with? And what kind of chaver Amma Oretz could be married off to the daughter of the Talmud Chacham? And the criterion, says Rabbi Meir, is Eino Ochel Chuyov His Chulin Betara. That's Rabbi Meir's sheet. In other words, if we can establish that he eats Chulin Betara, then we can assume that he's also Mafresh Masros, and he has a status of a chaver, and then we could marry him off to the bas chaver. And basically, the flip side would be, according to Rav Meir, the kol shechoshed al atara is choshed gabi masrus. So there's a linkage here by Rav Meir between tara and masrus. So therefore, in the case of a kusi, in order to establish his status as part of the Zimun, Rabbi Meir would require that he's Eino Ochel Chulin Betara, Eino Ochel Chuliyav Ela Betara, I mean to say. And if not, then he's an Amoritz, and we would not be Mitzarif him to a Zimun. But our sugi reflects the sheet of the Chachamim that the Kusim took upon themselves the mitzvah of Masros. They were medagdek, and called mitzvah shechziku b'kosim harvei medagdek in v'yosim Yisrael. And therefore his achila, the Kusi, even a stam Kusi, is an achilas heter, because we don't assume that he would eat without Maser, because again, Maser was the mitzvah they took upon themselves. Tana Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Ezu Amma Oretz, which is the Amma Oretz that the Chazal spoke about and you cannot be mitzaref him to a zimun with a Talmud Chacham. Kol she'eino kore kriyat shma arvis v'shachris. He knows so little that he doesn't even know how to read kriyat shma. If on the other hand he knows kriyat shma, then he's not an amoritz. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer kol she'eino meniach tefillin. And Rabbi Yeshua is going to put the emphasis on the mitzvah of tefillin. If he wears tefillin, then he is not an amoritz. If he doesn't wear tefillin, he's called an amoritz. And it's interesting that the Marsha says that according to this opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the reason why there's such an emphasis here on Eino Meniach Tefillin is because of a principle in the Gemara, which we had back on Yudalit Amid Beis, Legabi Kori Kriyat Shema, that if he doesn't wear tefillin, he's made Eidus Sheker Biatzmo. And therefore he's in the categories defined as an Amoritz. Ben Azei Omer Kol She'eino Ein Lo Tzitzis Bibigdo. We're talking about someone who wears a four-cornered garment and he doesn't have tzitzis on. And this is going to be Ben Azei's definition of an Amoritz, whose achila is not assumed to be an achilas heter, but rather an achilas isur. And why the emphasis here on tzitzis, and later we'll see an emphasis on mezuzah, is because kol she'ein lo tzitzis bebigdo, mezuzah bepischo, is he's violating something from the parasha of Kriyat Shema. And therefore, if he reads Kriyat Shema, he's not going to be mekayim the edus of Kriyat Shema. He's like meyed edus sheker biatzmo. And such an amoritz, we don't want to be mitzaref to a zimun. Now, each one of these tanoim, is adding to the previous tan. And as what's considered meyed edus sheker, Ben Azei says, I want to add not only tefillin but tzitzis. Rabbi Yeshua adds it's tefillin and tzitzis. Then we have mezuzah. So he's wearing a malbush that has four corners, and he's not wearing tzitzis. So such a person is like violating the very essence of Kabbalah Sol Machshmaim of Kriyat Shema. And that makes him and defines him as an Amoritz. Then we have, after Rabbi Nosson Omer Kol Shein Mezuzal Pischo, Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef Omer Kol Sheyesh Lo Bonim Ve'Einu Megadlim LeTalmud Torah. He doesn't raise his children in the way of Talmud Torah. And that's also something that's included in the parasha of Kriyat Shema. Achirim Omer Mafilu Kara V'Shana. Even if he learns Mikra and he learns Mishnayis, that's not enough. Lo Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. So he learns Mishnayis. Maybe he knows them by heart. He knows them as is, Kitzurosim, but he doesn't have the insights and the guidance of a Talmud Chacham. He wasn't a Shamish a Talmud Chacham, so he doesn't have any connection to the methodology, to the Darchei HaLimud, to know what Svara is, to understand Tamei HaMitzvahs, Tamei HaMishnayis, what underlies the mitzvahs. It's a Rezeh Amoritz. He's an Amoritz. And so say the Achirim, which is usually Rabbi Meir. Or Rav Huna Locha Kachirim. And we paskin like the Achirim. Now, Rabbeinu Chananel writes that in our time, Talmidei Chacham are not so nizar. They're very much mekil, and they invite the Amoritz to be part of the zimun. And the reason for this is probably because if we're going to be porish from them, and we won't be mitzarif them to a zimun, they'll be porish from us as well. Kemayim ponim al ponim. And we find something interesting in Masechet Chagiga with regard to Kabbalah's Eidus from an Amah Oretz. Shelo yehi kol echad holech ubone bama liatzmo. So we don't want this Amah Oretz to sort of cut himself off from Torah Judaism, because who knows what happens after that. And we want to, so to speak, be makariv him, if possible, rather than be marchikim. That's the approach of Bizman HaZeh. But back in the days of Chazal, they wanted to be marchikim, and they told the Sama Oretz that you cannot be part of Azimun. Okay, the standards for being a chaver and not being an Amah Oretz get really tough. You know, the bar is pretty high, because we're talking about someone who's meticulous about everything that's written, all the mitzvahs that are incorporated into the Kriyat Shema. We're talking about someone who, although he learnt on his own Mikra Mishnah, but Lo Shimish Talmidei Chachamim. And that's the final maskana. Rami bar Chama lo azmin alei derav Menashe bar Tachlifa. Rami bar Chama did not want to integrate Rav Menashe into the Tziruf as a third member of the Zimun. Ditani, because Rav Menashe understood Sifra v'Sifri v'Hilchasa. Rami bar Chama was of the opinion that Rav Menashe was not Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, so he may have learnt on his own Sifra, Sifri, and Hilchasa, but without being Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim, even though he was Korei Veshona, he's still in the category of an Amah Oretz, and we cannot be Mitzarefim to Minyan, to Azimut. Kinach nafshi de Rami bar Chama, after Rami bar Chama passed on, he was a pretty young man when he passed on, Omar Ravlo, Nach nafshi de Rami bar Chama el delo azmin a Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa. Rava somehow intuited that the death of Rami was a punishment for the fact that he didn't invite Rav Menashe to be the third man in the Zimun. He was mezalzel, therefore, in the covet of Rav Menashe by not being mitzarif him to the Zimun. So Gemara raises the following objection to Rava. For Asanya, we learned in the Brayis Acherim, Am Rafilu Kor Vishanav Lo Shimesh Talmidei Chachom Areza Ama Oretz. And Rav Huna said, we paskin like the Acherim. So Rami bar Chama is knowing exactly the way he should. There's no reason why he should be punished. He was relying on the Acherim, and we paskin like the Acherim. So the Gemara answers, someone who's not Meshamish Talmidei Chachamim is considered Amah Oretz, but Shiny Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa, the Meshama Lehu L'Rabbanan. So again, in the absence of Shimish Talmidei Chachamim, you are considered Amah Oretz, and we will not be mitzarif you to a Zimun. But Rav Menashe should have been allowed, because he was Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim. V'Rami Bar Chama, he didn't know this. He thought that Rav Menashe was not Meshamesh Talmidei Chachamim. Hu delo dok abasrei. He didn't look carefully to be Mavar, to investigate and find out what's the tiv, what's the nature of this man, and what's his mila, this Rav Menashe. Instead, he decided to be marchikin. That's called lo dok basrei. In other words, had Rami Bar Chama had done his due diligence, he would have discovered that Rav Menashe, in fact, was Meshamish Talmid Chama, therefore he doesn't have the status of an Amoritz. Lishnachrina, another beer as to why Rami Bar Chama did the wrong thing, he should have been Mitzar for Rav Menashe. Tishamash Maitab Mi Pumayu Derabanan Vigaris Lahu. You know, besides learning Mishnayis, he would hear from the Chachamim Tameya Mishnayis, the deeper understanding, the underlying principles of the Mishnayis. He would review these. And therefore, even if he wasn't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim, even if he doesn't know the Darkei HaTalmud and Svara, but Kitzur Mim Rabbanan Dami, he's considered like a Talmud Chachamim, you can mitzaref him to a Zimun. And the reason for that is that he heard the Rabbanan, and even though he wasn't Mishamish them, but he heard their Shmaitita, which sounds like he learned in their Shir, or whenever they gave a Shir, he would go, and he would memorize whatever he heard. And therefore, he is outside of the gather of a Talmud Chacham. He's in fact Kitzurva Mirabanan Dami. In effect, the Gemara is broadening our definition of a Talmud Chacham as far as being mezamen him to the Zimun, and we're no longer limited by the fact that there's no Shimush Talchamim. This is enough. What do I mean? Rav Menashe proved himself to be a quasi-Talmud Chacham. He listened to the Rabbanon, he reviewed whatever he heard from the Rabbanon, and he really wanted to understand what they said. So even though, strictly speaking, he didn't have Shimush Talmid Chachamim, but he's considered like a Talmud Chacham for Tziruv Zimun, and therefore, Rami Bar Chama was punished that he didn't clarify this through careful investigation. Instead, he sent Rav Menashe packing and he said, you're not part of the Zimun. Achal Tevel U'Maaser. The Mishnah tells us that an Achila Asura is not going to be Mitzaref you to the Zimun. And the examples here are Tevel and Maaser Sheni Shalom Nifte. Let's go back to get the language of the Mishnah. Okay, we're looking for the Mishnah. Sorry, I'm not fast enough here. Okay, it says Maser Sheni Vehegde Shalom Niftu. And then it says, Tevel. Just one second. Ochal Tevel, my Sashane Shlo Notla Trumaso, my Sashane Vegdi Shlo Niftu. So the Gemara asks Pshita. I mean, Tevel is a Chiv Misa Bidei Shamayim. It's a very severe Isa. Certainly, the Achil is Achil Asura. Why would you have a Havmina to be Mitzarefim to a Zimun? Why the Mishnah have to tell me this Chidush? Hechidami lo tzricha b'tevel tovel mirabanan. So there's something which is tevel derabanan, and he took the tevel derabanan, he made out of the dagon a pas, and he ate it. We can be mitzarif him to the zimun. No, I'm sorry. We cannot be mitzarefim to the Zimun. Is hechi dami? What's tevel chiyuva derabanan? We have dagon that grew biatzis sheno nakuv. So there's no hole in this receptacle, and therefore the fruits are not yonik min hakarka. They don't get their nourishment from the karka because it's a closed. Hefsek, it's a Otzit Shein and Nakuv, and even though this is not da'oraisa, because it's not yonik bin a karka, but nevertheless, rabbanan asit. So this may be similar to hydroponics, but I assume hydroponics is an otzitz nakuv. Now the Mishnah says, Maisa Rishon Shelo Notla Chumoso. And again, we're going to ask Pshita, because if the Levi has not taken out the Trumas Maser, then it's Tevel. Lo Tzricha Kigon Shekdimo Bekri. Alright, so we'll get to Kdimo Bekri in just a minute. I just wanted to see one thing here. He says the following: Im yadua upash lekol ein tzarch laskir v'mishnah. That which is pasha doesn't have to be mentioned in the Mishnah. And the tzlach asks the following question: why is there no zimun on achilas tevel? After all, in Erechin on Daf Dalid, it says Shlosha Shachlu Ki Echad, Ha'echad Koin Shachal Truma, Sheni Vashneim Hem Yisraelim Shachlu Chulin Areilim Itztarful Zimun. And why is that? Because he's allowed to eat with them. Hu Rashoi Lechol Imohem. Hu rashoi lechol imohem. So again, the question now is, why can't you be mezamen with someone who ate tevel? And apparently Tosfos is assuming that the kohen is allowed to eat this tevel. What does that mean? Truma muteres lekohen, but tevel is an achilas isur. Now, one second. What's the deal with a kohen who eats tevel? So the Tzlach writes, Mashemaksha Gemara Tevel Pshita. I don't understand. He says, Hare Lashmienu Sha Ochel Tevel, Shona Mi Kohena Ochel Truma. Once again, the impression you get here from this Sugyan Erechin is that the Kohen is able to be Mitzarif someone who are eating Chulin. He's allowed to eat with them Chulin. And even though the Yisraelim are not allowed to eat Truma, but the Kohen himself is allowed to eat Truma, and that's enough as Tziruf Lezimun. If that be the case, then the same thing should apply to Tevel. So why is it that we say there's no Zimun for the Ochel Tevel? And the Gemara answers, because Truma Muteres LeKohen Vilu Tevel Yachilas Isur. In other words, the Yisraelim here are eating chulin, and the kohen is eating truma, so no one here is guilty of an achilas isur. Therefore, we can mitzarif them to a zimun. But if anyone's eating tevel, that's already an achilas sura, and even it might be mutter to a kohen, but nevertheless it's an achilas sura for the Yisrael who's eating it. It's not like the case in Erevin where the Yisrael is eating chulin. So the chiddush here of Maser Rishon, Shelo Nitla Trumoso, is that we're talking about a case of Hikdimo Bekri. So let's see if we could talk a little about a Levi that was mocked in the kohen. He took his Maaser Rishon Bekri, which means after Meruach, and now there was a chiyuv of Truma Gedola, and the Kohen has not yet taken off Truma Gedola, and this Levi, who received maser and was mafresh trumas maser, he was not mafresh truma gedolah, and we're talking after meruach. And therefore, omed hamaser beiser tevel, the status of the maser here is equal to tevel, which is an achilas isur. And the reason for that is because truma was not taken off. So what's the chiddush? You have mal, the same I would have thought kedom leiv of popul abaye. Remember that back on Amud Aleph, Abaye was asked a question by Rav Papa on Rabbi Avo. Why does he darshan from the pasuk v'arimosim imenu maser min amaser to pater maser rishon like truma gedola, and he learns it only in the case of ikdimo shibolim? He should have extended it to the case of ikdimo v'kri. Kamash malon, the Tana wants to tell us kiddushoni lay, like the answer of Abaye that he gave to Rav Papa, that there's another pasuk which teaches us that maser rishon is chayav b'truma gedola, and it's logical to assume that this pasuk is talking about a case of ikdimo b'kri, and there's already a chiyuv chal to some extent, at least in the cheft of truma gedola, and there's nothing to mafkia that, and therefore it's an achilas iser. So that's the kamash malon, that although ikdimo b'shibolim is mezamnenol because there is no chiyuv truma gedola b'shibolim before meruach, but we need a chiddush that if it's kri and it's after meruach, then we have a full-fledged chiyuv truma gedola, and that chiyuv is imposed upon the levi as well, because in this case he was makdim before they were mafresh truma gedola, so he has now the chiyuv truma gedola, and therefore if he eats this bread that is required truma gedola without afrosha, he cannot be mezamin because he's eating an achilas iser. Now beyond this, the Mishnah tells us that if he eats a pas of chitin of maser sheni outside of Yerushalayim and there was no pidgeon, or a pas shel hegdesh without pidgeon, a mezamin of the Gemara's pshita, because once again, this is a real full achilas iser. He's eating maaser sheni chutz Yerushalayim. He's eating hegdish without pedia. Lo tzricha sheniftu ve'lo niftu. It means they were nifta. He did take money and transfer the kedusha of the maaser sheni or the hegdish over to the money. But lo niftu kehil chasan. And the Tanav HaMishnah wants to tell us that in pidgeon, in a couple of different scenarios that will become clear soon, that is, if it's considered pidgeon shalok ilchasa, then the hegdesh or maisin is not liotza lechulin, and therefore the achila is considered achilas isur, and it's not mitzurf to zimun. And the Gemara explains, maisasheni, what does it mean that he wasn't podek ilchaso, kigon shepadao al gabi asimon, which is a matbea, that's the coin, but without the chasima, without the tsura, that makes it into legal tender. Rachmana Omar, and the Torah says, with regard to pinyamai sesheni v'tzaita kesef biyodecha, it's got to be kesef. Kesef is something that's valid, it's legal tender, because it has the tsura that is engraved on the kesef, on the matbea of kesef. It's probably a tsura of the king or the queen or something along that line. So if it's kesef sheyesh alav tzura, then it's kosher for pinyan maaser sheni. If it's ain alav tzura, then the entire process of pidgeon is completely nulled and voided, which means that the hegdesh remains hegdesh, and the maaser sheni remains maaser sheni. But however, hegdesh shechil al gabi karka v'lo pido bekesef. So we've been talking about maaser sheni, where he was poda maaser sheni on an asimon, and that's not considered kesef. Now let's talk about hegdesh. What kind of violation of the din of pedia, the conditions for pedia, were violated in hegdesh? So he was machal the hegdesh al gabi karka. transferring, as it were, the kedusha of hegdesh over to karka rather than kesef. Rachmona Omar, v'nasata kesef, you should give the kesef to the gizbar v'kamlo, and the hegdesh is podui through kesef, but not through karka. Vashamish ochal, the shamish is eating with two mesubim. If he eats pachis mikazais, he's not mitzarif to zimun. Pshita, why do I need that? Anyone is not mitzarif to zimun if he ate less than a kazais. I need a toni reisha kazais to toni seifa pachis mikazais. The reisha wanted to teach us the chiddush that a shamish is mitzurif to the zimun, even though he runs around and so forth. He doesn't have kviyas, but he's part of the zimun. He's serving the people. And the Mishnah mentions that he ate a kazayas, so that's why in the Sefer it says pochos mikazayas. But nochri ain't mizamil of pshito. Why would I think that you could be zami b'tzarif and nochri to zimun? He's not shaykh to birkas amazon, not to zimun. Hochamay askinon beger shemol vilo toval. So we're talking about a young boy. Well, actually, he doesn't have to be young because he's coming to be misguided on his own initiative, so he's mature. He has gone through the first stage of Mila, that's the first stage of Geras, that's Mila, but he hasn't clinched his Geras with Tvila. The Omer Abzeram Rab Yochanan Li Olameno Gerat Sheyimo Viyitbo Kamedelo Toval Nochrihu. So as long as he hasn't done the actual tefillah, his status is identical to any nochri, even though he did mila. Noshim v'avonim k'tanim mezamnin aleihem. Omer Rav Asi katan hamuto barisa mezamnin olav. What does that mean? You have a little baby in a carriage, and you could be mezamin with him. Hatnan, don't we have a mishnah of noshim k'tanim? So what is Rav Asi saying here? That's completely antithetical to the Mishnah. And the Gemara answers that Rav Asi was not speaking about Sirif Katan Lezimun of Shlosha, but who the Omer Rav Kirav Yeshuv, the Omer Rav Yeshuv, and Levi Afal Pisha Omru Katan Amuta Barise Mizamnin Olav, Aval Osimo Snifla Sora. We're not mitzarif a katan to a triumvirate of three. He can't be the third person of the chabura to generate a zimun. But in the case of asara, where they in the zimun they add askar shem shamayim, as we'll soon see. So if they had tisha gedolim and they all ate bikvius yachad, they can be mitzarif the katan as the asiri. And that is a pella. I mean, that has to be understood. I mean, this katan is muto barisa. He has no das. You know, he's not shayach to zimun whatsoever. And v'yomar Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi tisha v'eved mitzarfin. That just like we mitzarf as the 10th person for zimun purposes, a katan, we could also mitzarif an evet. Meisve, the yeshiva, asked the question on Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi. We have a brayse that says Meisve Rabbi Lozar, Meisve Rabbi Eliezer, shenichnas beis haknesses, he came into Davin, v'lo motza asara, v'shichrer. So Rabbi Eliezer was meshachar his evet, v'shlimo la asara. Shichro in, lo shichro lo. Why couldn't we be mitzarif as the 10th person, the Eved, even without Shichur? As we saw in Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi, Tisha v'Eved is mitzarfin. So why, according to Rabbi Yeshu ben Levi, why was there a necessity to be meshachar the Eved? So the Gemara answer is that there's no right. That ma'isa is trey Itzrichu. They needed two people to be mashlim the minyan. And therefore, Shichrer Chad, if they were Meshachar only one of the Jews, now you have nine Jews, V'nafik B'chad,
V'yotzi de isura b'tziruf eved acher belvad k'divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. The tenth man could have been an eved, and they were mitzarifim for the tenth. So now the Gemara goes back to the story of Rabbi Eliezer. How is he permitted to be meshacher as eved? Hechi Ovid Hochi Omar Rabbi Yehuda Kolam Shachar Avdo Over B'Ese. The Torah prohibits you from being meshacher your eved. And that's based on a pasuk Shenemar and regarding Eved Knani and Vayikra Chafei. It says, Li'olam Ba'em Tavodu. So the Torah says that you should work them all their lives, and you have no rishus to be mishak for them. And the Gemara answers, L'dvar mitzvah shiny. The story of Rabbi Eliezer is different because he was mishakher his eved for the sake of a mitzvah in order to be mashlim, a minyan. So for the sake of a kiyum mitzvah achas, you're allowed to be mevatel the mitzvah of la'olam bahem tavodu. So the Gemara asks, mitzvah baba verihi, why should a mitzvah have a difus, one mitzvah over the other? In other words, you want to get a minion, so you'll be meshachir eved, but there's a mitzvah of li'olam bahem tavodu, so why do you decide to give up on the mitzvah of li'olam bahem tavodu for the sake of a minion? And the Gemara answers, mitzvah derabim shiny. Then the case of a minion to be meshach the eved is litzorech zikui rabim, so that they can be otzei their chiv and kedusha, etc. So we're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of a yachid in order for the sake of being mekayim the mitzvah of the rabim, the mitzvah of the tefillah b'tzibur. Or Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Li'olam Yashkim Onu Lebeis HaKnesses, he should get up early and go to Shul, Kedei Sheyizke, V'yimne Masora HaRishonim, he should be amongst the 10 Rishonim, She, anyone who's Nimna with Asor Rishonim, Afilu Me'a Boim Achram, Kibilov Schar Kulam, even 100 people come later, he gets the Schar, because he was there to create the minion Schar Kulam, Salke Daitach. Can you take this literally? He's going to get the schar that's magia to 100 people. Ela ema nosin lo schar kineged kulam, meaning his schar is greater than the rest of them because he made the minyan. Omer avhuna tisha vi aron mitztarfin. If you have an aron which has a sefer Torah in it and you have 9 men, that's considered like 10. Mitztarfin. So we have, for the Aron is considered like the 10th person for Zimun, and then will be Mazkir Shem Hashem. So the Gemara now asks, Omar Le Rav Nachman V'Aron Gavrahu, can the Aron be considered like a human being, that you mitzarif him to be Mashlem and Minyan? Can't be. Ella Omar Avhuna Tisha Nirim Kiasara Mitztarfin. Rav Huna is trying to fix up the words and reinterpret the words that they're Tisha Nirim Kasara. Meaning, if you round it out, you see 9 people, it looks like it is a requirement of 10. And therefore we commit Sarif the Aron. The Amri law, and others say, why is Tisha like Asara, that we can mitzarif the Aron, ki mechanfe, when we gather the 9 together, and as a result that they look at each other, they're standing next to each other, in a group, in a tightly knit group, we're not able to easily, at first glance, count them. And therefore, it looks like Asara, and we can mitzarif the Aron. But Amri Le, others say, Ki Mevadri, if the Tisha are standing Mifuzarim, one is here, one is there, then can we count the Aron as number 10 when the 9 themselves are not mechunasim?
So if they're spread out in different places, then we cannot be mitzar. If the Aron is number 10, it's only when ki mechanfi, when the tisha are mechunasim, and everybody looks at them, and they can't tell whether they're 9 or 10. They look like 10. Now the Gemara wants to know if there's another possibility of considering as shloshal in Zimun Omer of Ami, Shnayim, Veshabbos. You have two people who are eating a Suda Shabbos together, mitztarfen. In other words, the Shabbos itself is a third partner for Zimun. Omalei Rav Nachman turns to Rav Ami and he says, Veshabbos Gavruhu? How can you consider Shabbos like a person? Just like we asked about the Aron, is the Aron a Gavra? Ela Amar Rav Ami, we have to be metakein the words. Shnei Talmidei Chacham HaMechadedim Zeh Zeh B'Halachim Mitztarfin. Machvi Rav Chizda, he points to these two people who are Mechudodim, could go Nanov, Rav Sheshes, Machvi. Rav Sheshes Kigonano v'Rav Chizda. So we're trying to figure out what does this mean. Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Hamechadedim Zeh Zeh B'Halacha Mitztarfim, and they're considered like Shlosha. How does that work? Now, what we are able to understand here is that Mechadim means Sholem Meshivim. They sharpen each other up because they ask and they answer. And somehow Mechadim Zed Zeh, and Rashi sort of adds Beis HaKnesses, and I don't know why you need Shlosh. It seems like there's no din of Shlosh, it's just a din of Tziruf, and if we have a good Tziruf of two, that's enough for a Zimun. There's an alternative interpretation here, the Me'iri, and he's assuming that there were actually shlosha. Two of them were Talmidei Chacham Shechidu Zed Zeh B'Halacha, and then there was another Shlishi. One of the two Talmidei Chachamim was Koveh the Suda with the other Shlishi. The other Talmid Chacham was not Koveh with them, and the Gemara's Mechadesh that through Chidud B'Halacha between the Talmid Chacham who is Soed and the Talmid Chacham who is not Soed is even the other Talmud Chacham who's not Soed is mitztarif to the Shnayim She'ochlu Mezamnin. And perhaps that would answer the question, why didn't Rav Nachman ask Rav Ami v'chidud Gavrahu, just like he asked about Aron Gavrahu or Shabbos Gavrahu? The answer is that there were three people. The question is, can we get a tziruf between the three of them, even if one of them was not Koveh Suda, and that's through the process of chidud. Now, exactly, you know, what Rav Ami meant over here when he said that Shnayim v'Shabbos mitztarfin, how is it Ola al Das that Shabbos would be mitztarif? So there are drushes here about different notrikins and Ramazim. I don't know, that's not for us now. So we got up to Omer Rab Yochanan, which is on the bottom here of Mem Zayin Omid Beis. And Amir Tz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow.